It's also a day
también es un día
when we are going to be performing a Diksha Yajna. That's different than a Daksha Yajna. Now, first of all, our Agnihotri, our priest, will invite us all, especially those who are directly involved in the fire sacrifice, to purify themselves by Achamana. And then we will talk something about the meaning of initiation. And then we will enter into a contract. Bhaktin Erika is about to lose her identity as Bhaktin Erika. We won't tell you just now who her new identity will be. But she will take some vows to follow a pure life. The witness to her vows will be Srila Prabhupada, the Agni Deva, or Lord Vishnu, actually, the fire sacrifice, and the assembled Vaishnavas, and the video camera. And then we will promise to help her in her spiritual life in the Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Prabhupada Sampradaya.
Vaishnava Sampradaya.
Now, it would be nice if the deities were open. I'm not sure why they can't be.
At 7.
Okay. The lecture will take us up to 7. This is not an occasion when the prospective disciple gets to download all their material problems on the spiritual master. But it is the beginning of a journey in this life on the progressive path back to the spiritual world, which is a place where there are no problems. There's no International Monetary Fund. There are no political juntas or presidents or anything.
No hay políticos, presidentes, Fondo Monetario Internacional.
The economy is very good over there. Every tree is a desire tree.
Cada árbol es un árbol de deseos.
And every stone is a touchstone or philosopher's stone.
Y cada piedra es una piedra de toque, una piedra filosofal.
So we will ask our priest to begin the yajna.
Om
Apavitra Pavitrova Tostam Gato Piva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sa Bhaya Abhyantara Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sarvavastam Gato Piva Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sa Bhayantara Suchihi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu. The spirit soul has a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord, known as Lord Krishna in the Vedic scriptures of India. But we have forgotten that relationship in this material world. It has been a very, very long time, many, many lifetimes. Devotion to God is actually very natural. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoy. It is sadhya. It is already there within us, the propensity to love God.
La propensidad de amar a Dios está dentro de nosotros. Es sadhya. Ya está allí dentro de nosotros.
Just like a child walking.
Así como el caminar de un niño.
Everybody knows that somewhere between 13 months and maybe a year and a half, a child will walk.
Todo el mundo sabe que entre los 12 y 13 meses a un año y medio un niño va a caminar.
But still the parents have to encourage the child.
Pero aún así los padres tienen que alentar al niño.
The child gets up and the parents hold him and say, go to daddy, go to daddy.
El niño se para, el padre lo sostiene, o la madre lo sostiene, y le dice, anda con papá.
And the child walks a little bit and then falls down, and the mother or the father picks the child up, come, come.
Entonces el niño camina un poco, luego se cae.
Similarly, in order to reawaken our dormant love for God, we need to practice.
De la misma manera, para poder despertar nuevamente nuestro amor por Dios dormido, tenemos que practicar.
To become a lover of God, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. We have to offer everything to him.
Para volvernos un amante de Dios, Krishna dice que tenemos que darle todo a él.
That not only means our body, it means our mind, our intelligence, our words, everything.
Eso no significa solamente nuestro cuerpo, sino que significa nuestra mente, nuestras palabras, nuestra inteligencia, todo.
In the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, Lord Krishna says, Karmendriyani samyamya ya aste manasma manasa smaran indriyartham vimudata mityachara sa uchate. Someone who guides externally his senses to go to the temple, to go to the church, to go to the mosque, but his mind is thinking of sense gratification. He is a mityachara, or a pretender.
En el Bhagavad Gita, la canción del Señor Krishna dice que aquel que usa sus sentidos externamente, como sus piernas para ir al templo, etc., pero su mente está pensando en algo más, es una persona que finge.
So, we have to learn how to control our mind and our senses in the service of the Supreme Lord, and that will be evidence of our love for Him.
Entonces tenemos que aprender a usar nuestra mente y nuestros sentidos con amor en servicio a Dios, y eso va a ser la evidencia de nuestro amor por Él.
Just like if a man tells his wife that I love you, but he's always thinking of some other woman, and accidentally her name is Rita, but he says, he says, Maria, I love you, then she will understand he's thinking of someone else.
Es como si un hombre está enamorado de su esposa y pero siempre está pensando en otra mujer, y digamos que su esposa se llama Rita. Digamos que el nombre de su esposa es Rita, pero de repente la llama María.
You can give that back to them, and when they get it working, they can give it to you. Yeah. Well, they should first get it working. Okay, they got it working now. You can sit right over there closer so you don't have to bend over. Is it working? Jai Sri Sri Gauranitai Nrsimhadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. So, to help us in our spiritual life, we require a guide. We require a guardian.
Entonces, para que nos ayude en nuestra vida espiritual, necesitamos un guía, un guardián.
In Sanskrit, this is called guru. It means a teacher.
En sánscrito, esto significa guru, significa maestro.
Or, if you translate guru into English, it becomes also spiritual master. The spiritual master is sometimes called God, spiritual master.
Algunas veces el maestro espiritual es llamado el maestro espiritual Dios, o Dios en la forma de maestro espiritual.
In other words, he is a surrogate Krishna, or a representative of Krishna.
En otras palabras, él es un representante de Krishna.
You know surrogate?
No.
Oh. Well, sometimes, well, a good example in the modern days is a husband and wife, they want to have a child. But something is wrong. Either the woman is not fertile or whatever. So they'll take his semen and another woman will become a surrogate mother, and the semen is put in. Actually, they'll mix her egg and his semen and then put it in the surrogate mother's womb. You know that? Yeah, so you explain. So, the spirit... Huh? Substitute, okay. Surrogate and substitute. Substitute has a little bit different meaning. The disciple worships or serves the spiritual master in the same mood that they will eventually serve Krishna. They are practicing. Just like if you go to England to meet the Queen of England. Or if you go to Spain to meet the Queen of Spain. You can't just walk in the room and say, "Hi, Queen, how you doing?" They actually take you in a room and they train you how to address the Queen as Your Royal Highness.
En realidad a uno lo entrenan llevándolo a un cuarto, explicándole cómo debe tratar a la reina como su realeza.
And they train the ladies how to curtsy and the men how to bow. You get training before you can directly meet. So the disciple is in training in preparation to meet the supreme, eternal, spiritual master, Lord Krishna.
Entonces el discípulo está en entrenamiento para poder saber cómo dirigirse al maestro espiritual supremo, que es el Señor Krishna.
There are different rules and regulations for this service.
Hay diferentes reglas y regulaciones para este servicio.
For example, we are going to light a fire today.
Por ejemplo, vamos a encender un fuego hoy.
If our priest used very wet wood, which he had got from outside in the rain, it would take a long time to light the fire. But if the wood is dry, then the flames will catch very quickly, the fire will light.
Pero si la madera está seca, entonces el fuego va a encender muy rápido.
Similarly, in spiritual life, we follow four regulative principles of freedom.
Similarmente, en la vida espiritual, nosotros seguimos cuatro principios regulativos que son de libertad.
We follow these principles to purify our existence so that we can serve the Lord nicely. And the disciple promises to follow these principles, in this case, her whole life. There are the essence of the initiation is chanting or praying to to Krishna, chanting the Maha Mantra.
La esencia de la intención es cantar, orar a Krishna, cantar el Maha Mantra.
Sound is the most powerful process for cleaning the heart.
El sonido es el proceso más poderoso para limpiar el corazón.
When you are diseased, we have a skin disease, you require medicine.
Tenemos una enfermedad de la piel, necesitamos medicina.
We identify the self with the body. I am this bag, and this disease, this skin disease, goes very, very deep in our heart.
Nosotros nos identificamos con este cuerpo, pensamos que somos el cuerpo, y esta enfermedad de la piel va muy, muy profundo dentro del corazón.
It sounds simple, theoretically, but to realize that and act on that platform, it takes some sincerity, some strong effort, some time.
Suena fácil entenderlo teóricamente, pero realmente actuar en esa plataforma, realizar ese conocimiento, lleva esfuerzo y tiempo y sinceridad.
Just like I have seen many people join the monastery here, and before they joined, they would say, I'm not attached to intoxication, I'm not attached to cigarettes, I'm not attached to coffee, I can give it up easily.
Así como ha visto mucha gente que ha venido a este monasterio y ha dicho, en realidad no estoy apegado a intoxicarme o a los cigarrillos o a tantas cosas, en realidad puedo dejarlo muy fácilmente.
But then when they actually join and they have to do without their intoxication, when they have to avoid going to all the parties they used to go to, when they have to give up illicit sex, then they become a little bit disturbed.
Entonces, cuando estas personas se unen a este monasterio, y tienen que realmente dejar de ir a las fiestas que iban, dejar de cometer sexo ilícito, dejar de hacer tantas cosas, entonces se empiezan a perturbar un poco.
So similarly, to understand that I am not the body, to realize that I am not the body, it takes some strong effort.
Entonces, similarmente, entender que no somos este cuerpo, realizar que no somos
Arjuna, who was emperor of the whole world, he was a very powerful man, had very good control of his mind and senses.
Arjuna, quien era emperador del mundo,
very powerful man, he had good control of his mind and senses. Emperor of the whole world. 5,000 years ago, when things were much better than they are today, he told Krishna, Chanchala himana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manevayoriva suduskuram. Krishna, I would have more luck, more result in catching the wind than I would in controlling my mind. My mind is so powerful.
Arjuna le dijo a Krishna, Krishna, yo tendría mucho más éxito en tratar de atrapar el viento que en controlar mi mente es muy poderosa.
Krishna answered him, yes, Arjuna, you are right. Mano durnigraham chalam. But abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena chagriyate. By a simple life, a pure life, and constant practice, it is possible.
Pero a través de una vida simple, una vida pura y la práctica constante es posible.
So what is this practice? It is chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in order to help us chant purely,
entonces, para ayudarnos a cantar en forma pura,
we try to avoid 10 offenses.
Tratamos de evitar 10 ofensas.
Of course, anyone can chant Hare Krishna, and not be very serious.
Por supuesto, cualquiera puede cantar Hare Krishna y no ser muy serio.
It is also said that one can chant the Hare Krishna mantra for many lifetimes and not make any real progress if he goes on committing offenses.
También se dice que uno podría cantar Hare Krishna por muchas vidas y no tener un resultado si sigue cometiendo ofensas.
The 10 offenses are, number 1, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to the glorification of the Lord, to preaching the glories of the Lord.
Primera ofensa es criticar a los devotos que han dedicado su vida a la propagación de los santos nombres del Señor.
The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Krishna.
La segunda es considerar los nombres de los dioses tales como el Señor Shiva o el Señor Brahma iguales o independientes al del Señor.
The Vedic religion is monotheistic. There is one supreme being, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Arsabhritya. All others are servants.
En la cultura, védica es monoteísta. Hay un solo Dios, todos los demás son sirvientes.
There are important personalities who are in charge of different functions in the universe, and they're known as demigods.
Hay personalidades muy importantes.
So sometimes people think, oh, I can chant any God's name, any demigod's name, and it is the same as chanting Hare Krishna.
This
is a big mistake. The third offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or the scriptures. Go ahead, say that. Third or fourth, it doesn't matter. And the fourth offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. In other words, a person has 4 or 5 very serious moments in their lives.
En otras palabras, una persona que tiene 4 o 5 momentos muy serios en su vida.
When you're born, that's a pretty important time.
Cuando uno nace, es un momento muy importante.
When you are married, that's quite an important day in your life.
Cuando uno se casa, es un día bastante importante en la vida de uno.
When you take sannyas or vanaprastha, that's a pretty important day when you renounce the world.
Cuando uno toma sannyas o vanaprastha, es un día muy importante cuando uno renuncia al mundo.
And similarly, when you take initiation in spiritual life and you take vows, that is a very important day in your life.
Y Similarmente, cuando uno toma iniciación y hace algunos votos, es un día muy importante en la vida de uno.
It is said that a man or a woman is as good as his word.
Se dice que un hombre o una mujer es tan bueno como su palabra.
In other words, if you make a vow that you don't intend to keep, or if you make a vow in front of friends and the Lord and sacred personalities, and then you easily break your vow, then it shows what kind of character you have.
En otras palabras, si uno hace un voto con la idea de romperlo, o hace un voto en frente de muchas personalidades y lo rompe, eso muestra muy claramente qué clase de persona somos.
So one should not take a spiritual master if one does not intend to follow very carefully the instructions.
Entonces uno no debería tomar un maestro espiritual si uno no está pensando en seguir muy cuidadosamente sus instrucciones.
Now within our institution, we have a system of checks and balances.
Ahora en nuestra institución tenemos un sistema de chequeo.
Exactamente. So, one need not fear being cheated because one is taking initiation from a spiritual master, but one is also taking initiation into the family of devotees. And there are many senior people involved.
Entonces uno no debe temer ser engañado porque uno no solamente está tomando iniciación en un maestro espiritual, sino que está tomando iniciación en una familia espiritual en la cual hay muchísimos devotos mayores involucrados.
This is not a personality cult.
Este no es un culto de personalidad.
What's an example of a personality cult? Jim Jones, or, huh? Charles Manson. What are some that they know here? Jim Jones? Jonestown? That was in South America. You don't know what his personality cult, huh? Mick Jagger, and groupies, you know? That's a personality cult, Mick Jagger and all his fans. And
un culto a la personalidad es, por ejemplo, Mick Jagger y todos sus fans, seguir a una persona simplemente.
Do you know what is personality cult? Anybody, everybody understands that. It's an important thing.
¿Todo el mundo sabe lo que es un culto personal o a la personalidad?
Huh? How many people understand what I'm saying? Okay, how many people don't understand what I'm saying? How many people are just confused and bewildered? Okay. How many people's hands are dead and they can't put them up? All right. Anyway, if I do something wrong, then Gunagai Maharaj is authorized to punch me in the face. So we have seen in the past some of our leaders have had spiritual difficulties. And they were disciplined. They had to step down or they were pulled down.
Y ellos fueron iluminados tuvieron que dar un paso hacia abajo o fueron empujados a dar un paso hacia abajo.
And although one has a personal relationship with one's spiritual master,
y aunque uno tiene una relación personal con el maestro espiritual de uno,
and that is special,
y eso es especial,
but at the same time, one should have shelter from different spiritual masters known as siksha gurus or teaching gurus.
Pero al mismo tiempo uno debería también tomar refugio en muchos otros maestros espirituales a los cuales se les llama Shiksha Gurus.
For example, my spiritual master is no longer here.
Por ejemplo, mi maestro espiritual ya no está aquí.
What can I do? I can go to him and pray. But he's not going to move his lips and chastise me the way he used to do.
Bueno, puedo referirme a él y orar, pero él no va a mover sus labios ni va a castigarme como él solía hacerlo.
So I have to take shelter of my God brothers and learn how to develop a relationship with them.
Así que tengo que tomar refugio en mis hermanos espirituales y aprender cómo desarrollar una relación con ellos.
I very much need this for my own advancement in spiritual life.
Yo necesito esto muchísimo para mi propio avance en la vida espiritual.
No one can say that now I have reached the top and there's no more room for spiritual advancement.
Nadie puede decir que ahora he alcanzado la cima y ya no hay más lugar para avance espiritual.
Although I may be a teacher for Erica, but others are my teachers.
Aunque yo pueda ser un maestro para Erica, otros son mis maestros.
The fifth offense. Well, one should not disobey the order of the spiritual master. The fifth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be just imagination. Or exaggeration. Just like it is said, that one can cleanse more sin just by chanting Hare Krishna one time purely than it is possible to commit. You can't commit so many sins that you can't cleanse them by chanting purely.
Se dice que uno puede purificar tantos pecados por cantar una sola vez en forma pura el santo nombre, más de lo que uno podría cometer. Uno no podría cometer tantos pecados como los que se puede, la cantidad que se puede limpiar por cantar simplemente una vez el nombre en forma pura.
So someone may think, oh, that's imagination.
Entonces alguien podría pensar, bueno, esto es imaginación.
But actually, that is that person's imagination.
Pero en realidad, eso es la imaginación de esa persona.
Is there a limit to God's potency?
¿Hay un límite para la potencia de Dios?
In the spiritual world, there's no difference between God's name and the person himself.
En el mundo espiritual no hay ninguna diferencia entre el nombre de Dios y la persona misma de Dios.
Vinatvam nama namino. By chanting Hare Krishna, it is the same as being embraced by Krishna's strong arms.
Cantar Hare Krishna es lo mismo que ser abrazado por los brazos fuertes de Krishna.
There's no difference.
No hay diferencia.
It is also the sixth offense is to give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord.
la sexta ofensa es dar alguna interpretación mundana al santo nombre del Señor.
Just like when I joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, for a number of months I thought, oh, you chant Krishna, 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 and gradually you'll become Krishna. That was my own interpretation. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength that I'm going to chant afterwards. Now there are many wonderful devotees of Lord Jesus Christ. But there are also hypocrites, just like there are people who are not good devotees of Krishna also. So these people, they concoct a philosophy that Jesus died for their sins so that they can go on sinning and he will suffer for them. Do you have a rainy season here when there's a lot of rain? Winter or something? Huh? Huh? Yeah. So during the rainy season, there's usually a lot of mud on the roads and everywhere where you walk. So people don't want you to come in their house with mud on your shoes. So they'll put a mat in front of the door, a doormat. So you go there and you rub your feet off on the doormat till they're clean, your shoes, and then you go inside. So some people want to use Jesus Christ to become the doormat, and they rub their feet off on him, and then they go on. This is very sinful. And this is also very sinful in chanting Hare Krishna. If you consciously think that I will sin now and later on I will chant and be free from the sin, you're in a big illusion. The eighth offense is to think that chanting Hare Krishna is just another religious ritual. There are things that we do that are religious rituals. But chanting Hare Krishna is very special. If you chant the names of Jehovah or the names of Allah, it is much different and far transcendental to just going to the Mass or going to confession.
Uno canta de los nombres de Jehová o de Alá, es mucho más trascendental
Of course, going to confession is good. Of course, attending Mass is good. But it is ritual.
Por supuesto que confesarse es bueno, que ir a misa es bueno, pero es ritual.
But chanting the names of the Lord is communion with God. It's direct.
Pero cantar los nombres del Señor es comunión con Dios, es directo.
The ninth offense is to, what's the ninth instruction? Oh, yes, to cast your pearls to swine, as it is said in the Bible.
La novena ofensa es tirarle de perlas a los cerdos, como se dice en la Biblia.
To instruct faithless persons about the intimate glories of the Holy Name.
Instruir a personas sin fe en las glorias íntimas del Santo Nombre.
In other words, you meet someone who's obviously arrogant and can't learn, and you want to show them how intelligent you are, what a great preacher you are. So you start speaking from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, and you start speaking very complicated ideas. That's nonsense.
For example, si viene una persona, muy inteligente y arrogante, y uno quiere mostrar qué gran predicador es y comienza a hablar acerca del décimo canto del Srimad Bhagavatam, eso no tiene sentido.
You just tell them, sir, please chant the names of God and take little prasadam. This is Indian sweet gulab jamun. Try it, it's good.
Simplemente una de las
But don't teach them, you know, intimate things when they are faithless. The tenth offense is to foolishly maintain doubts, to not have faith in the Lord.
La décima ofensa es tener tontamente mantener dudas, no tener fe en el Señor.
You're constantly hearing from scholars, from devotees about the science of Krishna. If you have doubts, express them. Get your doubts cleared. Don't maintain them in your mind.
Todo el tiempo estamos escuchando de personas muy eruditas, de grandes devotos, así que si tenemos dudas, hay que expresarlas, no hay que mantenerlas en la mente.
The 11th, the 11th offense is to be inattentive while chanting the holy names, especially your rounds.
La onceava ofensa es estar desatento al cantar el santo nombre, especialmente cuando cantan sus rondas.
So, now I would like to invite Gunagrahi Maharaj, who is in many ways the Siksha Guru of many or most of you here. I would like him to speak.
Ahora me gustaría invitar a Gunagrahi Maharaj, quien es, en muchos sentidos, el Siksha Guru de muchos de ustedes, a que hable.
Because, for many reasons, one, he's a very wonderful devotee and preacher, but also because I have tried on various occasions to dissuade Erica from accepting me as her Diksha Guru, but she was persistent, so I am doing my duty, but actually she will be dealing mostly with the temple management and the leader of the project, Gunagrahi Maharaj.
Me gustaría que hablen de Ganesh Maharaj, no solamente porque es, en muchos sentidos es una cosa muy maravillosa y muy avanzada, sino porque de muchas maneras he tratado de disuadir a Erika de que tome iniciación conmigo, pero ella ha insistido, así que tengo que cumplir con mi deber. Pero ella va a estar tratando mayormente con las autoridades del templo y especialmente con una de las mujeres.
Unless, of course, Erica becomes a very wealthy lady and can play for my ticket to come here again and again.
A menos que Erica se vuelva una persona muy adinerada y pueda pagar mi ticket para que yo venga aquí una y otra vez.
I very much like Italy.
Me gusta mucho Italia.
I go often to Yugoslavia, which is now Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia.
Voy mucho a Yugoslavia, que ahora es Eslovenia, Croacia y Bosnia.
But there are so many preachers in Italy that I don't go there so much.
Pero hay tantos predicadores en Italia que no voy ahí tanto.
One of my best friends, he is Italian. Dorigati. Alberto Dorigati. So this is, Argentina is the next best thing. Because many of you are of Italian descent. And you also play good football, so.
Mark told that he went on after the yoga on the first offense. Which perhaps he left up to me to talk about a little bit. I think it's a very important one for us to contemplate. Because we're living in Kali Yuga, and it's a characteristic of Kali Yuga that this tendency for quarreling is predominant, especially when we're working closely together and living together. And we're trying to develop a service attitude. Because we haven't quite refined our service attitude. And the ego, false ego is there. There's this tendency for not being able to get along as well as we'd like to. And we have a tendency to fall find and perhaps blaspheme a little bit. And as it's described, this is the mad elephant offense. Because this will destroy our devotional creeper. Or at least it will hurt it to some degree. And it will destroy the devotional atmosphere that it was trying so hard to create. The atmosphere in which we can become Krishna conscious ourselves and spread Krishna consciousness.
La atmósfera en la cual podemos volvernos nosotros conscientes de Krishna y impartir la conciencia de Krishna.
There's nothing more ecstatic than working together with a group of devotees.
Así que no hay nada más estático que trabajar juntos con un grupo de devotos.
And nothing more unfortunate than not being able to work together. We need each other to advance in spiritual life. This is the Sankirtan movement. We have to do it together. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya explains, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarapi Sadishnana, Manana, Manadena, Kirtanya, Sada, Hari.
Entonces, por eso Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explica
So developing humility is a very, very important quality. Not wanting respect, but wanting to give respect to others. Thinking oneself as a humble devotee. In this way, we can avoid that very important sense. This way, we can relish the holy name. Because one who is committing this offense out of lack of humility will lose one's taste for the holy name. But as Lord Chaitanya explains, Kirtaniya Sadhari. If we can maintain the service attitude, despite all opposition, then we'll have a taste for the holy name. So much of a taste that we'll feel like chanting constantly. We'll feel like serving constantly. We'll feel like serving constantly. We'll want to associate with the devotees constantly. Serve them constantly. Because that's our natural position. We're naturally servants. And association with devotees is the key to our advancement in spiritual life.
So,
it's the most important thing. So if we can maintain wonderful relationships with the devotees by having this humble service attitude, then whatever difficulties we might have, we'll be able to overcome through that association. So that is my humble offering on this auspicious day.
Personally, I'm very attracted to cleanliness and purity. I think that my first inspiration towards a dedicated spiritual life came when I was going to university. I was living in a house near the campus with some other friends. And right across from our house, there was a big 7-foot wall. And on the other side of the wall, there were some big stone buildings and a garden with many big trees in it. So one day, while I was deep in a pensive mood, pensive means thoughtful. I'm sure that's a Latin word, pensive. Anyway. Yeah. I looked out over the road and I was trying to understand the purpose of my life. I was unhappy. I wanted to know what I should do. Academically, university was not a problem for me, but it gave me no satisfaction. So it was almost as if for the first time that I realized that that big stone building was actually a nunnery. Monastery where women live. Instead of monastery, they call it nunnery. And I thought, that's it. That's the solution to my problems. Purity. Cleanliness of heart, cleanliness of mind. So, I guess I was not fully decided when I came here about a week ago whether or not to go through with this initiation. But after talking to Erica and observing her countenance, I have a feeling that she is a very simple and pure young lady. And I have every hope, with all of your blessings, that she will become strong in her spiritual vows. And after passing through the four ashrams of spiritual life, she will, in the end, remember Krishna and go back to Krishna. And I will certainly like to help her in whatever small way I can. So at this time I would like to invite all of you to offer your blessings to Erica that she may be successful in her vow. If any of you would like to stand up and say a few words of blessing and encouragement, that would be very nice. Would you like to say something to encourage your sister? You know her better than anyone.
I also remember that. So I always like to, I'm always on the lookout for new people. And I noticed one day she was in the restaurant just sitting there. And then I went into my room doing a bunch of things. Then I came down a couple of hours later. She was still there. And later on, she was still there. And I remember asking her, I said, what's the story with this?
Entonces
me acuerdo que le preguntaron a la Mutri, ¿cuál es la historia con esto? ¿Qué está pasando?
Porque ella simplemente estaba ahí, no estaba haciendo nada.
But she was, like Murphy said, she was just checking everything out.
Pero como la madre Mutri dijo, simplemente estaba observando todo.
It's nice the way Murphy described how she got involved, gradually got involved.
Es visto como la madre Murti decidió con mucha gradualmente se fue involucrando.
Because as we say, easy come, easy go.
Porque como decimos, lo que fácil viene, fácil se va.
It's like that a lot.
Es así.
Someone comes in right away to get so enthusiastic.
Alguien llega y enseguida se vuelve tan entusiasta.
And then one day they're not there anymore.
Y un día no vienen más, no están ahí.
So it's a great sign of intelligence to that. Prabhupada always encouraged this type of intelligent.
Así que es un signo de inteligencia y Prabhupada siempre llamaba a este tipo de.
Intelligent inquiry and careful observance.
Siempre aventaba esta actitud de preguntar cuidadosamente, observar.
Because in this way one becomes convinced not only with one's sentiments, but with one's intelligence as well.
Porque de esta manera uno se va convenciendo no simplemente a través de sus sentimientos, pero también con su inteligencia.
So from what everyone is saying, from what everyone is saying.
Así que por lo que todos están diciendo.
Not only attracted with her heart, but also with her intelligence.
No está solamente atraída con su corazón, sino también con su inteligencia.
So this gives all. Good prognosis for very good spiritual life.
Y esto.
Very good indication that you will be successful in spiritual life.
Y esto es una indicación muy buena de que está avanzando mucho en su vida.
And I want to thank Sri Aswami for giving me the opportunity to help as much as I can.
Y quiero agradecer a Sri Aswami por permitirme ayudar en lo más que pueda en su desarrollo.
Just for you, but when you go to a doctor and he, you know, gets your symptoms and he gives prognosis. Just increase your vocab.
I understand the words, but I cannot find Spanish words.
Oh. So, Erica, you can come here and offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. And, well, you can come this side. Actually, Erica, if you do it here, you get to offer your obeisances to Prabhupada, to the deities, and to me all at the same time. Say loudly. Now, at this point, of course, you should have been chanting, but from this point on, you will chant. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate, and then my name, and then Srila Prabhupada. No, and then, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's good. And what I want you to do is repeat the vows which you are taking today.
No, con carne y huevo y pescado. No, no intoxicación. No juegos de azar. No sexo ilícito. Y cantar un mínimo de 16 rondas de Mahamantra Hare Krishna en Shaparral.
Okay, and who is the ultimate managing authority in ISKCON? Is it your guru, or who is the ultimate authority? Who's the ultimate authority? Your guru, or your gunagrahi, or who's the ultimate authority?
In ISKCON.
Yes, but after Srila Prabhupada. Huh? No, whatever authority I have got, I get from someone, no. A group, actually. Yes, governing body commission. Okay. Whatever authority I have to give you initiation in our sampradaya through our acharya Srila Prabhupada, I'm getting that from the governing body, and without their sanction I have no authority to give you initiation. Okay? And what are the 25 qualities of Radharani? Okay. What do you plan to do every day without fail? Huh?
Besides bows?
Yes. No. Before that, Prabhupada said, first, health, then 16 rounds, and then service. Okay. Every day, 16 rounds minimum. Okay. Because the holy name is your connection with Krishna. It's your umbilical cord. Yeah? Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, she got it.
She got it, okay. And let's see what else. Okay, that's all. Oh, you want a name. Yeah. Now, I guess these are small beads, but actually I think this side's a little bigger than this side, isn't it? Although they got the gopi beads on this side. No? Huh? Six and one, half a dozen of another. Huh?
Yeah, they're the same.
Okay. All right, well, these are the eight gopi beads, so you start your chanting from here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you should put some string here, turn it around. So you start from here and go all the way around. Okay. So, from this day forward, no one will call her Bhaktin Erika. Okay? That's gone. That personality, we're going to put Bhaktin Erika in the fire. And out of the fire will come Gaura Charana Padma. Actually, I was trying to find a name with that started with E, like Erica. Muy difficultamente. Very difficult. Okay.